Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose. Welcome back. Today we are talking about how to combat social media negativity in your life. Now, this is going to be a very short episode. I am jam-packing it and keeping it pretty concise for you today. I know a lot of us do not have a lot of time to be listening to long podcasts, so I want to be conscientious of your time today, and I hope you'll stick with me to the end of this episode. So, we've all heard, posting less, doing more, comparing less, reflecting more, discussing less, accomplishing more. Does that sound good? That all sounds pretty good to me, but in reality, it can be really, really hard to put boundaries on social media living in this day and age. I want to talk about social media and mental health first. From push notifications to targeted advertisements, the manipulative practices of social media are real. To put it plainly, these platforms are designed to lure us in and keep us there. Don't forget that as you mindlessly pick up your phone and are distracted from what's right in front of you. Let's talk about anxiety for a minute. If you find yourself feeling anxious or depressed after being on social media, you are not alone. Tons of research has shown that social media and anxiety go hand in hand. Body image and self-esteem. When airbrushed photos fill our feeds, it can be easy for negative feelings surrounding social media and body image to creep in. The thin ideal presented in photos online creates an unattainable social media body image that can have real effects on our self-esteem. I know for me, I've felt this over and over, and that's part of why I want to put it aside and not use it as mindless entertainment. I think we would all agree that sleep is pretty important, and the issues that surround sleep and social media is really sad. Constant scrolling can literally chip away at our sleep. One British study found that teenagers who use social media for more than 3 hours per day were more likely to go to sleep late and then wake up many times during the night. And last, I want to talk for just a second about cyberbullying. One survey found that 30% of teens in the U.S. had experienced some form of cyber aggression in the last month, from unkind statements to rumors and even threats. For me, I was feeling drained. I was feeling exhausted. I would pick up my phone. I would mindlessly scroll, thinking that I was just keeping up with those I cared about, knowing what was going on in their lives, but then I realized that what was really coming up most were things that were just making me feel less than enough, and I got tired of it. And just as a side note, go check out my brand new YouTube channel. It's called Savoring the Simple. It's all about slow and authentic living. I hope that this channel inspires and encourages you to take a different path, to embrace a slower pace, and see the benefit that can come from that. So be sure to go over there and subscribe so you don't miss any of those videos. I was feeling really drained from social media, and I knew that there were way more important things right in front of me, such as my two boys that I stay at home and homeschool. And so I have learned slowly to put my phone aside, to not be attached to it constantly, to have boundaries around social media and my phone in general. It should be a device used to make calls. It should be a device used for emergency. It does not need to be something attached to us constantly. We can still keep in touch with people through other ways rather than social media. I noticed that when I started making nature really important to our daily lives and getting outside in nature, it made it so much easier to just put my phone aside and not be so attached to it. So definitely try that in your own life. And I want to give you some ways to fix this in your life today. So the obvious one is spend less time on social platforms. One study found that reducing social media use to a maximum of a half an hour a day led to a decrease in feelings of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. If you need a little help tracking those 30 minutes, you can set your phone to allow your device to alert you when you've reached your quota for the day. So make sure to proactively do that, because having the motivation and the discipline to put your phone aside or only spend a certain amount of time on it is very hard, especially when setting out at first. The other key is don't scroll first thing in the morning or before bed. While many of us use wake-up alarms on our devices, which makes it all too easy to reach for our phones, a constant stream of news, updates, and selfies do not typically set the best conditions for winding down or gearing up to start your day. Try to establish mindful routines around these two daily constants, morning and evening. Screen-free activities like journaling, practicing gratitude, having a cup of tea, listening to some quiet music, reading the Bible. Those are all great places to start. The next thing you can do is turn off notifications and only check social media at certain times. We all know how easy it is to respond to the little notifications showing us the latest comments or news posts. But in reality, don't forget, you are the one in control of what you choose to do and how you choose to spend your time. And your time is valuable. Another little trick is you can use social media on a device that's not your phone. When we think about it, do we really need access to every social media platform on all of our devices? Try taking a break by removing your apps one by one from the device you use most, which is most likely your phone, and see if it's easier to find a better balance in your social media use when it isn't always right with you. This is a great thing. I haven't personally tried this, but I know someone who has and said it has helped so much, and I wanted to include it because I think it is a great, great idea to try. And the last thing you can try to do is create a feel-good follow list. If your worry is that social media use is contributing to your negative feelings, then change who you follow. Unfollow the accounts that might be leading you to these negative feelings. And instead, follow accounts that make you feel good, make you feel like you can go out and make a difference in your life. Maybe something that's helping to motivate you to reach your goals. You also could try maintaining a profile in which only real life friends are your followers and who you follow. Originally, social media was to find new friends and maintain bonds when we're apart. That was it. And now it has turned into bombarding us with what we need, what we should have, and how we can be better and prettier and happier. And it just is leading us to be more depressed and more anxious and feeling like we are not enough. We got to push that back. Definitely check out my YouTube channel. It's talking all about that. And continue to listen to these episodes. I know this was a short one this week, and I know it's a hard one. It's probably one of the hardest things to implement and do, but one of the most important things you can do. For me, homeschooling my boys, when I get up in the morning, I tell myself I cannot get on my phone until I have done school with Reed and he's on his own doing something that he needs to do. I can check if I need to for a minute, but I need to then put it back, put the volume up and walk away and be intentional with my voice. And it takes so much discipline, and you constantly have to start over and continue to work on it until you break that addiction. It really is an addiction. And it is unfortunate that we allow it to wreck our relationships and create this subpar life, because there's so much more out there. We're worth so much more. You are important and you are valuable, and people count on you. So be there for them, and don't forget that the best relationships are not posted all over social media. Thanks for listening, guys, and I will see you next Wednesday. I'm going to be talking about how to stop saying yes and start saying no so that we can concentrate on what truly matters in life. Don't miss out on that episode. Next Wednesday, it'll come out at 5 a.m.